It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
It was time for me to go be a pallbearer. I had to go pick up the casket. We had to carry the casket down the aisle, put the casket in the hearse. Now, I've never been a pallbearer before. I've been offered several pallbearer positions, but I've turned them all down. Reason why I've turned it down, I'm small. I got little arms. My biggest fear is that you're going to put me next to somebody that's tall with long arms. They got to make up for the space. I got to hold the casket up here. I f*** around, get tired. My arms start shaking. I drop it. But for this time, I don't have a choice. It's my mom. It's my mom's funeral, so I have to do it. So I'm on the right side. I got the casket over here. My brother's on the left side. He's got the casket over there. Keep in mind, it's my mother, and it's a funeral, so I'm emotional. I'm crying. I'm a mess. No. No. She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. So this is why my dad's ass. My dad see me crying. My dad stood up, punched me in the back of the head. Stop being a bitch. Man up. She gone. I said, that's it, man. Fuck this shit, man. I forgot where I was. I threw the casket. When I threw it, my cousin Al stood up. He was like, it should have been me, Lord. I was the one sucking for money. my dad was like, all right. Hey, you gonna learn today. Shut the fuck up, Dad.
This is the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Ryan, we have the segment that is sweeping the nation. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with D.T.?
Yeah, there we go. Now, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
All right.
So today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
What the hell am I tweeting?
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart employees are useless. Never mind asking a customer if they need help after they've winked around the store 3 times. Pound, useless cows. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
Well, first off, allow me to make a spelling correction. It was after I walked around the store 3 times. Now, I'm gonna preface.
No. You wrote wanked.
I did. I wrote wanked because I was pissed.
Yeah, he
I was in
it.
My car. I was driving and I was texting. Now, let me preface this by saying what happened this night that brought on that text is totally my fault because I opened up my big fat mouth. Okay? This is why I should, and I kept telling myself, this is my fault. So, D.T., we've said on the show, it's very well documented. Hey, listener, Gail, we haven't talked to her in a while. It's very well documented on the show that you and I just started new numbers jobs.
Yes.
Okay? Well, I'm at my new numbers job. I'm almost out of the stage on trying to impress them with my skills and ability. So we were all gathered around this meeting, and there was an auction or something that we had to do for the organization, and every department within the organization was supposed to put together a gift basket, and then they were going to auction it off. So we came up with doing like a gift card gift basket. So everybody was like, okay, well, everybody stop and get a gift card. We have to figure out a way to put it together.
Yeah.
So I came up with the bright idea. It was the best idea I should have never had. I came up with the idea that, hey, why don't we get one of those multiple pitcher thingies that like the multiple pitcher fans where you can clip pictures in each one of the slots. We'll get one of those and we'll attach the gift cards to those.
Oh, that sounds good.
Right. It was a beautiful idea at the time. So everybody goes off and like, okay, great, Corey. And then we're going to take it. We're going to put it in one of our company mugs. And then we had some plastic somewhere that we could have wrapped around it. It would have been an amazing presentation, right?
Okay.
This was Tuesday. Tuesday that this was all agreed upon. And here's the thing. They didn't come to me and ask me to come up with this idea. I opened up my big fat chicken watermelon D.T. kissing lips and said I would do this, knowing good Gosh darn well, I didn't have not one extra minute of time on Tuesday night because I had to come into the studio, listen to Full Court Press Radio, try my best to sabotage that show. Then I had to work on all of the prep and the behind because we were doing all these new videos for Facebook.
Yeah.
So I had all of that to work on. Plus, I bought a new car now, 3 weeks ago, and I still don't have insurance on it. So I've got a lot of other stuff that I got to get going on in my life. So the last thing that I needed to do was open up my mouth and volunteer to go buy this item. It was 10:50 before I was able to finish completing what I needed to do. So the first thing I do is I get up and I head to Target, hoping that it was open because Target was the last place I saw something like this multiple picture holder.
Here you didn't at Target.
Right, you're right. You're absolutely
well,
right.
Well, that's because Target, they actually have lives, and they close at 10.
Yeah, so they close at 11, and I pulled up at 10:56, where the little 17-year-old had turned off the automatic doors, and he was manually opening it for people so customers can leave, but he wasn't letting anybody back in. Uh-huh. So cue up the sad music. This is the epitome of what happened. I'm standing in the Target parking lot, right? And then I look at the guy opening the doors, and the lights in the parking lot just go off.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the sad music is. Is this it?
No, that's not sad music. It's in one of the corners. Try that corner. No, that's not it. The lights, literally, I'm standing there, Ryan. It's just like, oh, Target's... That's what you heard after that. That was it. Very good, Dita. Very good. So I get back in the car, and I hightail it to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
The closest Walmart I could find. It's now 11:10 at night. And I'm irritated because I should not have opened up my mouth knowing that I had a lot of stuff going on. This is my fault. So I get to my cobblestone Walmart at 11:30 now.
Okay.
I walk in. There's boxes everywhere because all the stocky boys are out. You know, they're stocking the shelves and whatnot. So I'm tripping over stuff like that. I go through the home decoration area. Nothing.
Okay.
I go over to the little girly section. I'm thinking, okay, this is something that a girl would have in a room. Nothing. I'm like, okay, well, clearly this is someplace else in the store. I kid you not. I walked that Walmart store 3 times up and down each aisle looking for this item because remember, this is a new job and I'm still trying to depress everybody. It's the new job depression.
Uh-huh.
That's
you want.
I deserve that. I really do. So I walked around that store for 3 times. This was before the tweet went out. When I was walking through the store, aisle by aisle, I passed what I would equivalent to be 50 Walmart employees.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you that are watching us on Ustream, the whole time I'm walking around, I had this look on my face. The look of confusion, the look of wonder, the look of, oh, this, I need help.
Hold on, do the face again. I'll tell you what the Walmart employees thought your inner monologue was. Hogan. Is this what exercise feels like?
No. Do the face again. This doesn't look like the Chinese food restaurant.
You know what? There's a part of me that hates all of you, but there's a bigger part of me that loves you, Dita. I walked
a smaller part.
That's a very small part. I'm going to turn that button off. I walked by 50 Walmart employees, blue shirts, everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody paid attention. If not anything, you would think that somebody would have said something to me because it's now 12:15 in the morning.
Sir, and our subway's in front.
And there is a guy that appears to be of darker complexion. You would think somebody would have stopped and asked me what was going on.
So there was a brother in there.
Yeah.
The brother was like,
it's a guy that looked like the way that I look, the way I come across.
If they thought you were trying to steal something, they knew that you didn't want them around. They're trying to be considerate of your needs.
No one helped me at all. And I'm sure Walmart probably had this item, but no one would give me any direction except one guy.
Uh-huh.
One guy, I come down the aisle. I'm in the dish area. Uh-huh. He's stacking plates.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking them out of boxes and stacking plates.
Spinning them.
I walk up. This is the third time. This is my third trip through the store. I walk up. He looks up at me. He makes eye contact with me. And he looks at me, Ryan. And you know what he says?
What's he say?
how's it going? And I replied, a little confused, looking for something here. His response, nothing. Crickets, nothing. He turned his back to me and completed stacking plates. At that point is when the tweet came to my mind. Walmart employees are freaking useless.
I can sit here whacking the whole
I'm whacking through your store the whole time. You're probably looking at me through the camera saying, why is that guy doing that very, very short gesture in front of his pants?
Why is that guy stuck in the tweezer aisle?
Yeah, why is he in the tweezer aisle? And oh my God, I think his drink must have spilled because there's a little small droplets of puddle of white goop that has fallen from his hand.
Too far.
But nobody wanted to help me. So you know what I ended up doing? I got so pissed off because, number one, I'm already irritated at myself that I opened up my freaking mouth and said that I would bring this item. Mm-hmm. And now I'm irritated by the fact that nobody was there to help me. I'm wandering around, looking around, flustered. You know what I did? I took the Walmart basket and I just shoved it with medium strength, not as hard as I could, just shoved it, and I think it flew into, like, an end cap with, like, baby's diapers on it, and I didn't care what damage it caused. I was pissed, and I walked the hell up out the Walmart, and I turn around, and I give him two California salutes, for those of you watching us on Ustream, and I beat cheeks out of there, and then I'm thinking, okay, where else do they have picture frames? So I get back in the car.
All right, you got back in the car.
And you took the funk off of it after you repeated it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I went and I hopped in the car.
He hopped in the car.
See, you took the funk off of it too. Oh my God. See, you're white. You're sexy. I'm in the car. I say, I've seen these things before at Walgreens. Kid you now, Ryan. It's 1 a.m. in the morning.
Are Walgreens even open at 1 a.m. in the morning?
You gotta find a 24-hour one, which happened to be, which I smell like Bill Cosby, which happened to be 10 miles from the Walmart cobblestone where I was at shopping for the same thing with my son Theo. 10 miles away. So wow. I get back in the car, start it up. I'm heading out of the parking lot. I'm pissed. I'm hoping that nobody saw me knock over that diaper stand with the basket, right?
A pregnant mom.
I'm pissed. Pregnant mom just sitting there, baby, wetting himself, just pissing all over the place. I look down at the baby. I'm like, we have something in common.
He is pretty quick on that one.
Yeah, he was. I get in the car, turn the car on. I realize that I'm down to like a fourth of a tank of gas, and I got 10 miles to go.
And no insurance.
No insurance. And so I make it to the Walgreens, 24 hours. I get out. I go on the Walgreens. The hairy overnight guy. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. The hairy overnight guy that's just way too happy to be up at 1 a.m.
Uh-huh. It's because he's in cahoots with the 24-hour pharmacist.
Literally. Good night. Welcome to Walmart. Or welcome to Walgreens. Thank you for shopping Walgreens. Be well. You be well, son of a bitch. I'm looking for a pitcher holder. So I walk down the pitcher aisle. Nothing. It got every type of frame you could possibly think of except this particular frame. So then I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's something that somebody would put on their desk.
Uh-huh.
So all I go over to the office supply. I'm thinking, DT, I'm trying my best. I'm trying to put my mind around trying to get this stupid piece of crap so I can take it back in so I can depress these people at my new job. So I finally walk over to the office area. Nothing there. There was cup holders. They had Dora Explorer and Hannah Montana. And what's that chick that was down at the jobbing.com the other day that my daughter went to the show? The new Katy Perry. They had everything like that, but they didn't have nothing that was you could click little pictures to. So I think to myself, okay, what's another idea? Fry's Marketplace. Aren't they 24 hours?
No.
I didn't know that, but I learned that night.
Fry's Marketplace
closes
at 9.
How do you not know what hour a grocery store closes?
Because I normally go to Fry's Marketplace like at 11 o'clock, but that's like, you know, around Christmas time when they have extended hours clearly.
Yeah.
Fry's Marketplace by my house closes the same time the Target closed, so I waste my time going there. So then 11. I'm thinking, okay, what else is 24 hours that has picture frames? Savis Pharmacy.
Savis
Pharmacy.
Yeah, Savis always has all that stuff.
Yeah, they do. Walk in there. No. They had all that stuff, but the stuff that I needed didn't even happen.
You go to like a 24-hour Kinko's or something?
I've totally forgot about 24-hour Kinko's. I probably could have found it there. No, there's no chance. At that point, I break down in the Savis parking lot. I'm in full tears.
It's like
I'm upset.
2 in the morning.
It's 2 a.m. in the morning.
Way past your bedtime.
I'm mad. And I got to be at work early, an hour and a half early. Early in the morning. I had to be there the next day, and I'm driving around. So I kid you not. I take my phone. I send a text to my new boss at now 1:30 in the morning. Telling her without fail, I says, I'll read the text verbatim. It was not without full attempt. I was unable to acquire the pitcher holder. Nothing back.
P.S. I'm very hungry right now.
I was just sad. I didn't. And it was all because I opened up my stupid mouth. I should have never opened up my mouth. I'm never volunteering for another thing ever again. Never, ever, ever, never, 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 ever again. Because my life is just too busy, too full to go and do something as simple as that. So you know what we ended up doing, Ryan? You'd be really proud of it.
What'd you do?
I ended up going to, like, we have a little arts and craft area because we had a school that used to be on our campus.
Okay.
And they had a whole lot of arts and craft stuff. I ended up using skewers that I stuffed into a piece of foam that I ripped out of a toner cartridge.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And stuck those in and then taped the gift cards to it in the cup.
So it worked. It worked out pretty good.
It worked. I looked ghetto as hell, but it worked.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
I want to hear what Big Bro Hutch has to say about Kim Kardashian's latest photo.
Oh, yes. Please tell it. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah.
Set it up,
did
DK.
Anybody not see okay. it?
Set it up, D.
So I was scrolling.
I saw it from space.
I woke up.
It's so shiny.
I woke up one morning, and I was scrolling.
So
I was scrolling
everyone
through
else
my,
thinks there's a new
so
star
nice.
In the universe.
Hit your eyes. It's so
I,
nice.
I literally was scrolling through my Facebook, right?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, man, this is a nice little ad for the new Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, snap. That is Kim K's butt on my screen.
Brown and glazed.
Like,
what you don't know, what DJ is leaving out of the story is he immediately screenshots that picture.
I did. And it's in my phone right now.
It makes it the background for everything he has, and it makes the photo for every contact in his phone.
He's like, hey, Kim K's calling me. When that you, says yes. mom.
Actually, I thought Kim K
just different parts
me.
Of the butt.
You called
like the
me
upper
earlier.
Corner is his mom. The lower corner is Corey.
Oh. It's all there.
I'm okay with that. Is that okay?
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That's and the hilarious. Crack is Philippius.
Oh, right there.
Man. Oh, Philippius is a crack.
But yeah. So apparently she went full frontal nude in this photo shoot. Did y'all see that part?
I thought it was just the butt.
No.
So the photo shoot
was fairly extensive.
Is three pictures of the main focus, right? There's the bubble butt one with the black drape thing underneath it where she's holding and she's kind of looking backwards at you.
Yep.
Yes. And the next one is, like, keep that cue ready.
Okay.
The next one, she's sticking her butt out and she has a champagne glass balanced on it and she's popping the champagne over her head into the champagne glass. Yes. Yep. Very good.
Uh-huh. That's realistic.
And then the third one is full frontal, which that's a different sound. Now, this is my thing about the full frontal.
There was actually four pictures. The one before the full frontal was just the topless.
Oh, see, I didn't see.
She had the dress.
I've only seen the three focus.
Yeah,
I understand why this is a big deal, though. Everybody's seen her naked before.
Yes.
Why is she famous? Again? Wait, why is she famous?
Oh, hit the Ray J button.
Oh, the Ray J button. I'm not on that bed.
Hit the Reggie Bush button. Hit the Miles Austin button.
Ray J. Why is she famous? Ray J.
Trojan Man.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this, though, because this is turning into the episode of Talk Soup. The reason why these pictures came out is because what have we heard prior to these pictures being released? Nothing. So Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian clan, has their fame based off of their selling the sex. They have mastered the ability to have a business model based on their sexual appeal. We ain't heard crap. What's the worst that's come out of the Kardashian clan, the Kardashian camp play? Kris Jenner, or what's the father's name?
Bruce.
Bruce Jenner is turning into Kris Jenner. That's the latest that's come out that he's turning into a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I didn't even hear that.
So, of course, Kim had to do something. Chloe's got nothing going on. The little girl slut that's coming up, she ain't got nothing going on. Yeah. Kylie.
Kendall Jenner?
Kendall, Kylie.
One of them.
Whatever it is.
One of them sleeping with Nick Jonas.
Shocker.
Well, you know, he gave up his little purity ring, right? Yeah. Remember the purity ring?
Yeah, he's not wearing the purity ring anymore.
I think the closest thing to what's happened with the Kardashians lately is that South Park episode where Butters says she's a hobbit. Right?
But there's been nothing going on with him.
How are you not a hobbit?
Yeah.
She couldn't be here because she's filming a movie with her friend Gandalf. Wait, you sure you're not the hobbit?
Wait.
Okay. Okay, love you. Okay, love you. Bye. She's not a hobbit.
She's not a hobbit.
She says she's not a hobbit. She's not in that movie. She's just going to go search for some gold with her friend who was in that movie. Wait a second.
You sure you're not a hobbit? If you're a hobbit, you better tell me. Are you a hobbit?
People say she a hobbit, but I tell you she ain't a hobbit.
That episode is hilarious.
It's hilarious. You can look up.
Wait,
just
I have
the
a question, though. Serious question.
Yes?
While we're on the topic of hobbits and Kim Kardashian and everything, yeah. Have we found the cure to Ebola? Because I haven't heard nothing about it. No, I'm like, serious. Have you heard anything in the news since Ebola?
Nothing.
Facebook is doing a push right now to try and earn money for Ebola.
And Google is doing the same thing because when you go to google.com, sometimes at the top, there's this new donate to help cure Ebola.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
But my thing is, Ebola been around for like 765 years.
Yeah, why are we trying to cure it now?
What they should have done was said for every time Kim Kardashian's butt gets a like, they'll donate money to Ebola
that's
research.
Exactly yeah. Yeah. Well, that's exactly what it should have
been. Because the thing is you look at it and people are like, oh, Ebola's killing Americans. Oh, wait, Kim Kardashian butt here, what's better?
But Ebola isn't killing Americans because that doctor that had Ebola was cured. He was gallivanting and doing his old media tour about it.
The death toll of Ebola in America is still only one.
One.
Yeah, and because America is better.
Initial guy who came over.
Yeah, and how many people have married Kim Kardashian? More Americans than one. I'm just saying.
Was it been like three?
America is better, so of course we're gonna beat out the Ebola because you know in this great nation that we call Los Estados Unidos, America, we don't let Ebola beat us. We don't bring the cure to Ebola. We bring Ebola to the cure.
Yeah.
Because that's how we do it in America.
Why go to the source when you can cure the satellites?
Why go to the satellite when you can just blow up the whole continent of Africa? We don't need them. Nothing came from there. What?
It'll save us on water. What?
Nothing came from there.
Isn't that where Garden of Eden was?
Yes.
Nothing?
Yes, sorry. It was.
I bombed out. There was really great conversation going on, Philippians, and then I opened up my fat chocolate lips, and there it went. Killer right here.
Tina Fey got pissed about the, well, I don't know, pissed, but she.
Tina Fey's remarks were awesome, though.
They were awesome.
What did she say? I'm not familiar with this. What did she say, Big Brother?
It's about Kim Kardashian's butt, and I'm going back to the real topic.
So Tina Fey talked about like how all of a sudden we have this idea of what beauty is in America, and she's talking about, oh, it's the full Cuban lips and the Swedish legs and the Brazilian butt and all these different nationalities.
Was the Brazilian wax anywhere in there?
Probably.
Okay. wait, roll that back. What was that?
Probably. So the whole thing's like this. So really, Kim Kardashian is the closest one that we have that meets this idea of beauty. But really, she was just put on Earth by aliens to ruin professional athletes.
I would agree because she definitely ruins every athlete. Chris Humphries.
Yeah. Well, no.
What happened to that kid?
Not only athletes, but I mean, what's Kanye done since he got married?
What's Ray J?
He bought a Burger King.
Yeah. What's Ray J? Yeah, he bought a Burger King in London or France or something ridiculous, right?
Where's what? Who?
Ray J.
Oh, okay.
What's he done since he made his movie, right?
Nothing. Oh, he did make that one song. I hit it first. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all saw you. The chorus jumps in. It's Reggie Bush in the background. Oh, yeah. He's like, I hit it too.
Remix.
And then you got Chris Humphrey coming in. Well, I married it.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that first. He was married to some other dude way before that.
Yeah.
Jesus, pizza. You're right. Nobody's talking about Ebola. Kim Kardashian, it came out on TMZ, I believe, yesterday that the pictures were altered.
Well, and we've seen the unaltered ones. They have them on the internet. The unaltered ones.
You can never. Are they true? Because you can never put anything on the internet that's not true.
Well, of course. So it's on the internet.
Well, all
so
I know is that this whole Kim Kardashian thing just spawned a whole slew of like spoofs and everything. And one of the best ones was Chelsea Handler's.
Yeah.
Taking her butt picture.
And hers is just a selfie, right? Yeah, like in a mirror.
But did Chelsea Handler post that picture because she was trying to challenge Instagram because Instagram had removed one of her breast pictures before, but Kim Kardashian's booty picture was able to stay up. So she spliced her butt picture and Kim Kardashian's butt picture to see if they would take it down.
I don't know, but I just got to see Chelsea Handler's butt.
That's all you wanted to do was see Chelsea Handler's butt. You're listening to the Best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Best of Fat Guy Radio Show. So I go to QT, and I had to push down downtowns, basically. But I didn't want to do the number two. I only wanted to do the number one. So I go to the QT by my home. And for those of you that don't have a QT, it's basically a fancy 7-Eleven or Circle K or what other are the bigger? Canoco stations are across the country.
AMPM.
AMPMs
are big. On the East Coast.
Flying J.
Dynaco or something.
Flying J. I only see Flying J when I'm like traveling interstate.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some listeners might be traveling interstate.
That's very true, Big Bro Hutch. Don't get punched in the eye.
That's why I sit on this side of the table.
Finally! Yeah, fat boy! There might be listeners that are traveling, you fat ever!
They got Flying J's in India.
Yeah!
What? Yep. Intercontinental.
So I'm in the QT. So I'm in the QT and I do my number one. You know what I mean? You know, and I don't shake it twice because if you shake it twice, you're playing with it. And I'm washing my hands.
Not true.
Mind you, I have the downtown push downs because I really only did a number one, but I really need to do a number two. And I was in the bathroom by myself, right?
It's clean.
You might as well just commit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well go in.
I should have. But I have committed one time, Big Bro Hutch, before, and the door wouldn't lock, and I rolled those bones. I was in the stall, sitting down with my hand out like this, just so that I could get myself a few more inches just in case somebody walked in because I had already had trowel down before I realized that the door didn't lock.
Own it.
So
own
I was.
They come in and see that? What are they going to see, really? You're all touching the toilet anyways. They're just going to see leg.
I know.
And you show leg to everybody. Don't even play like it's something new. Right. I've seen you out on the corner.
How do you think I got here?
He's not wearing pants now. What difference does it make?
So I'm in the. I didn't want to commit. I didn't want to do it.
You got to go full Monty.
I didn't want to do it. I couldn't do it. So I'm sitting there, and then I thought I had, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, this, you know, that was coming, and I felt it coming. So I'm at the sink now, and I'm washing my hands. The door to QT's are right by the sink. You literally have to just pivot 60 degrees, and you touch the door, and you open up, and you walk out.
Yeah.
I'm washing my hands. I'm going to town. The QT sensors for the water are racist because they can't detect dark colored skin.
Yes, they do that to me all the time.
This is the first time it's ever happened to Corey. Corey's like, what is going on?
What do you got
to
do? Get the paper towel, put it over your hands, and
I have to put my ring.
The paper towel won't work because the paper towel is brown, too.
Yeah.
QT paper towel is brown.
So any shade of brown,
no.
The light to the dark all the way through.
You literally have to have a
white shirt or a surgical glove in one hand. And then
I literally use the light to reflect off of my rings. That's what signals the QT water to come on. If not, I have to start a rain dance, and nobody wants to see that. So I'm washing my hands, fighting with the water that seems like the well is dry. It's coming on like intermittently. And I feel this coming on, right? So I'm like, you know, I look to the left. I look to the right. Like, okay, I'm just going ahead and let this fly. Soon as I let it fly, a kid that had to be 7 years old walked in the door. Walked in the door of the QT.
He should have done
it. His height of his nose is immediately right in.
He was in the red zone. He had to
hit the wall.
Wow.
It wasn't about him ducking. He would have had to just like hit the floor and crawl down army style to get through that cloud.
So the door opens up and I let it in.
Deadly mustard gas.
The kid walks in.
Green clouds all over
at
the
perfect time. I didn't see the little mofo there. And it was the cutest little kid, too.
Now, so afterwards, his face is half melted off.
So this is
all his teeth fell out. He looks like he's been doing meth for 6 years when he comes out of there.
So the kid's reaction was priceless. The kid makes the worst face possible and starts crying.
He says,
"Dad!"
The fat back guy set off an atomic bomb.
Oh my god! And then here's the thing. This is where I really go
on. Hold on, just for the sake of the story, what race was the kid?
Yeah. It was like you and me, Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in my neighborhood. So what other race is up there?
So this was a hate crime.
So I hear the kid behind. The timing could not. I have tears in my eyes because it was so damn funny. The timing could not have been better. Where he walked in right at the tail end of the expression. So that means that all of the noxious oxide has escaped in my body and it is now fumigating.
It's
the
methane poisoning. Oh,
and the kid just started crying and turned around and ran right back out because he walked in and got faced because he was tall enough. He was ass tall. Right there. It was nose, ass, kid was out. And all I started, my first reaction after that happened is I started laughing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I hear this kid in the QT still screaming, man.
The premise of the story was that you almost killed this kid.
He could have died. Have you smelled what has come out of my ass?
Wow.
It's horrible.
Tell me you at least did the courtesy of going to buy this kid a candy or apologizing or at least exchanging insurance information or something.
No, he just walked out like.
Like he didn't even go and be like, "Hey, here's my insurance information in case your kid dies."
The dad was waiting at the thing. "I believe my kid just got in a wreck with your anus fumes. Can you please give me your
We're
going
to have to take him to the doctor. Clearly his face is melting off. He's got to go see a dermatologist, a proctologist.
I didn't find the kid afterwards. I didn't see the kid. He must have just took off running up the street.
He's probably in the back of the QT getting washed down by the pressure washer.
I felt so bad, but I laughed.
He probably got Ebola now.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh,
he
definitely has pink eye.
It wasn't my fault. It's all natural. That's what it was. And I was in the right.
There's nothing natural about that.
I was
you
in
like
the
loaded
right.
up on.
You
could have
saved everybody the trouble if you'd just committed and gone poop in the first place.
I couldn't commit. I have commitment issues.
He loaded up on Philippians' food beforehand. And
honestly, like if a door doesn't lock, Corey, you pick the stalls that has like the door right in front of the seat. I admire that about you because I cannot do that. I'm that's one of my biggest fears is that. Door opening and hitting me on my legs because I like to spread my legs out.
Well, it's not going to hit your leg first, DT. Let's be honest here.
True. Well, I kind of tuck that in, but sometimes I don't like to tuck it in because it touches the water. Yeah. But I like to use the handicap stall. I use the handicap stall because I like
the one with
like,
the little baby changer table in it.
You know why I don't use big the recess. Handicap stall? This is my theory. Say there's three poop stalls. All right?
One, two, three poop stalls.
The third one, the farthest one away from the door, is the handicap one, the big one. Which one do you think gets used 95% of the time?
That's why I use the small one.
No, the big one's got to have at least 40 people's dude butts on it.
Dude butt?
But see,
Yeah, you got to sit on somebody else's booty warmth, and there is nothing worse than that.
To this day, I never did it at school. I don't do it. I cannot go poop in public. At all.
Nobody can go poop in public. That's why you go to the restaurant.
That's why you go in the car.
You poop in public.
I cannot poop.
Olivia, people poop in public. The ladies will just fluff out their skirts and it's middle of the street. You got to wait if you're in a car sometimes to go around a lady who's literally deucing.
This is not Bolivia.
Public.
This is America where we take our crap to the toilets.
Except for DT, always a handicap.
Stop pooping in public.
No, I don't poop in public restrooms. Okay?
Thank you for clarification.
I can't do that. But when I go number one, I go in the last stall just because I don't like using urinals because I feel like people still be trying to look. And to me,
you got something great that everybody wants to see. Why wouldn't you show it off?
I don't want everyone knowing. But I go to the last one because I feel more like at home because it's an actual toilet, you know, and it's got a recess in it. And it feels like I'm all alone.
The only
bathroom.
Time I get a little shy, my bladder gets shy. So sometimes I have to go when there's a big, huge group of people because I don't want somebody waiting for me at the urinal while my guy's taking its time to work. So that's when I'm like,
So you can't
the only time I feel that way is when we go to people. ASU games. You got to go in the trough.
Yeah.
The trough. Now, if you were that's doing the trough thing, about. That's different.
Okay, no, now.
I can't go in the trough. No. Especially when it's full of ice and everything. I'm like, nah.
Big Bro Hutch brings up a really good point. We've all been to the U.S. Airways Center, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to the restrooms?
Yes. Yeah.
You might as well just reach over and just hold dude's junk right next to you.
The urinals are way too close together.
It's like that at ASU,
and they're too slow, and they're too low.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They might as well just have a wall with a gutter on it where you can just walk up. It is full 100% hogfest in any sporting event, and I don't know what they think. Do they think that everybody that's everybody in there is going to be straight, or is everybody in there going to be me? What?
Yeah,
I don't like that.
The second one.
I just freaked Big Bro Hutch. For those of you watching us on Ustream, you should see what the look that just came over his face, like crap, a little part of him.
I'm waiting to go pee at QT instead of here at the studio.
He just had you guys cross streams beforehand, right?
Hey, I always play.
Gotta play swords.
I cross the streams all the time.
Lightsabers.
No, I don't cross no streams.
So why are you so... now?
Whatever, you're the biggest Star Wars fan I ever met, and I know how that started.
wink, wink.
That was our secret.
They can't hear
Ryan.
You winking.
Nope, I'm doing it for... Ryan, just, that's a Ustream
that was our
a Ustream special. Yeah.
See what you did there.
I can't get to that fast because I'm not paying attention. Yeah. And the laugh track. Ryan has a point, though, with the back bathroom. There has been scientific proof that the back restroom, the toilet furthest from the door, gets used more, and you run a higher risk of, touching something. Bacteria is higher in that toilet closer away because the one that's closest to the door is the one that nobody wants to use. It's also always the cleanest one.
Yeah.
But after I was done doing what I did at that QT, there wasn't an inch of that bathroom that was safe to touch or even safe. It wasn't even inhabitable at that point. I believe the QT has since burned down.
No, not since. It was burning.
It was definitely burning down.
That's why the kid ran out of us to go call 911 to get the firefighters.
It's on fire.
He
called poison control and 911.
The roof is on fire.
You're listening to the Best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this.
I don't need to be anything other than a prison guard sign.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today. Welcome back to the Best of Fat Guy Radio Show. So yesterday, I went and got my hair cut.
Okay.
And a few things happened while in the barbershop. One, the barber that I spoke of last week on the show about giving me the lopsided cut, kind of hurt that show. Yeah, he kind of hurt that show.
I hope he didn't sit down in his chair.
No, I didn't, and he didn't expect me to. So it was a little awkward. Not a little awkward. It was a lot of awkward.
Funny?
It was funny. It wasn't at the time, but it was funny because some feelings were hurt. Now, this barber that I spoke of last week is an older gentleman.
He's old school.
A little longer in the tooth.
Okay.
A little longer in the toofuses, and doesn't necessarily get.
He has a grayer beard.
The humor of Fat Guy Radio Show. But at my barbershop, the show is advertised and marketed there.
Okay.
Because it's young men. Even though we have a very, very low populace in the African-American community, believe it or not. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with the whole fact that I don't believe I'm really black.
Yeah, the fact that you got your education from Harvard.
I did.
You're better than anybody.
I am. I am better. I'm not better than everybody. I'm better than everybody.
Exactly. I'm not. You're not always wrong. I'm just always right.
Yeah, like, I'm not always. I'm not. I'm never wrong. You just don't get my right. That makes sense?
No, it makes total sense.
Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
So it was a little awkward in the barbershop. So I walk into the barbershop. I left my day job a little early yesterday because there's some transitions that are going on, and I'm relocating offices, which is good. A little closer to home on my day job.
Nice.
The office that I really want to relocate to is the one that I'm sitting in right now.
Yes.
That's honestly where I want to relocate to. So I got off. I celebrated. I did backflips out of the parking lot of my old place. And I went downtown to my barbershop, walked in, and there he was. And he already had a little look on his face.
Oh, no.
And the first thing he says when he looks at me says, "Very interesting show last week, Corey." So instantly in my mind, I'm just like, oh, crap. This is not going to be good. Because I talked about the lopsided, effed up ass haircut he gave me, and it made me look like crap for Christmas. And you're probably thinking, I got that haircut before Christmas, and here it is the middle of July or January. Why am I going back? Because I had to let that crap grow out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave you the Gumby.
I had to let it grow out and get back into my barber. And if you're looking at me today on Ustream,
that's sexy.
Yeah, he's not wearing a hat today, guys. He wants to show
I'm
off.
Even actually rocking a little bit of a faux hawk. Just a very tiny,
I see it right at the tip of a faux hawk.
You know, I'm not an NBA player where I can really rock the faux hawk, but I saw some NBA games on ESPN and NBA TV and TNT, and I'm like, all those. Even my boy Martian Gortat is rocking.
No, he got a full mohawk.
He got the full mohawk. I mean, it is not. But it's not business in the front and a party in the back. It's a mohawk.
I'm not gonna lie though. I'm sitting here and I'm getting a little seasick right now because your waves is shining.
Yeah,
you know what? My waves coming through. You got like 360 waves coming.
My true barber.
Yeah.
He do it. He does it up.
Like, I feel like just throwing on the swim trunks, grabbing my surfboard, and going.
Well,
surfing.
The funny thing is that you wouldn't have to throw on your swim trunks because these waves are from Black's Beach. And those of you that listen to us in San Diego, you know Black's Beach is the beach where clothing's optional. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so it was a very awkward exchange with the other barber. And I kind of wasn't very sensitive to him.
Did he come out and go, "Corey, you know what you are, Corey? You know what you are? You a jive turkey. You a jive turkey. You know what? You ain't nothing but a slice of cheese with the corner cuts off. You a piece of cheese with the corner cuts off. You never be a slice. You never going to be on this. They ain't call you butter. They call you peanut butter."
What he told me, he's like, "Why didn't you tell me before you left the chair that you weren't happy?"
Because he would have fixed it for you.
Because he would have fixed me. So here's the thing. And this was my response to him. If you break my TV the first time, what sense does it make for me to bring you my TV again when you, historically you were known to break TVs? So if you messed up the haircut the first time, why the hell would I get back into your chair because your fix is probably going to be even a worse mess up?
Mm.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but at the same time, like, there could be different, like, insinuating circumstances when it's barbers. Because I went to a barber. I was just talking about this today, actually. I went to a barber the first time, and he messed me up good.
Worse than a bad cut.
Nothing worse. Like, a good cut would make you feel like $1 million. Like, you can just run for presidency right then and there.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it.
Yes.
Like, nothing. But a bad haircut would make you think like you are now Hades, and you're the lord of the underworld.
You don't want to smile at nobody. You don't want to smile at nobody. You don't. I wear hats.
People come up to you and say, "Good day." You're like, "What's so good about it, huh?
Yeah, what's so good about this? Have you seen my head?
Have you seen the sky? The sky is blue. Who cares? I don't even like blue.
I look like I just stuck my head up a cow's butt. But I'd rather take the T-bones quality at the butcher's." I messed that up all the way, didn't I? Tommy boy, I messed that up.
I know, I get what you're going. You're like, you can, what is it? Oh, he said you can take the butcher cut.
You can stick your head up a cow's butt, but you'd rather take the butcher's approach or idea. It's Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
Martin Luther King Day.
How y'all do it?
How y'all do it?
So anyway, so it was a very awkward exchange. So after the awkward exchange with the barber in my barber shop. Luckily, I got there. He only had one person in the chair before I walked in. It was around noon. One person in the chair. I was in and out in under an hour. Then I went and got my car washed at Los Olivas Car Wash. I'll give them a free plug here on the show because I think they are amazing, even though they sprayed new car smell in my new car. I told them not to. And when I called the guy over, I said, did they spray new car smell in my new car? And he got down and he smelled. He says, no, this smells like a new car. I says, because that's what they sprayed in it. But nevertheless, it's still a good place to go get your car.
Wait, so why are you upset they spray new car smell in your new car?
Because it's already got the new car smell in it. Why do they need to add new car smell?
So it lasts longer.
No, the fabricated new car smell is not the original new car smell. There is you can't duplicate new car smell.
You've rode in that car with chicken.
Yes.
You rode in that car with pizza
and
French fries.
And the chickens weren't even dead.
Dead Del Taco.
Yes.
The windows have been down. The moonroof have been open.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there is no smell in your car.
No, it's still new. There's still a new car smell.
There is no scent in your car. There is no scent in your car. I've been in your car like 45 million times. What?
But back seats, windows up.
That's the way we like. What?
Yeah, well, but you should know. I should know how my car smells because you're always smashing my face into the back seat. What?
What?
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Place, you know what I'm saying? It is, I'm trying to get to the bad bit here.
This is a segment that's been sweeping the nation by storm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the segment that has been sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-Tay?
All right, D-Tay, take it away.
Well, can we get a big shot? Okay, there we go. Oh, man, that is like an amazing intro.
Isn't it?
Oh,
what the hell is Corey tweeting with D-T, that sexy summer mama?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
That's me.
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out on January 16th, 2015 at 11:13. AM. Yes, we're getting very specific, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. Dream begins again in 47 minutes. Now, I'm doing the math, okay? 11:13 AM, 47 minutes. That puts you about what?
Noon.
So what happens at noon? I'm already speculating on what Corey was tweeting about. The dream begins again. Flip. The dream is lunchtime. Lunchtime.
The dream was not lunchtime. I mentioned it at the top of the show.
Oh, barber time.
Okay. No, the dream is that I'm transitioning from one place to another.
Yes, from the office to the deli.
Yes, you're right. Literally. I know. It's funny because it's true. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. I know. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been...
What the hell is Corey tweeting with D-T?
That sexy summer.
Who got the barbershop quartet together to put that thing together?
That is amazing. I love that.
They didn't know that I was going to play
that. Oh, man. That is awesome.
Isn't that cool? You know what happens when we actually take time to produce this show?
It actually goes well.
It comes together.
It really comes together.
You're listening to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show, and we'll be right back after this. Five and out, and nothing but Welcome back to the best of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ryan, you okay over there?
This thing's fun, man. I haven't played with it in a long time.
I know,
it's the
right?
little gooey jelly thing that has two columns.
Like, do you know how long sections. I've had that?
5 years.
No, longer than that. No, I've had that since I was a sophomore in high school. It was given to me.
So 50 years?
It was either, 50 years. It was either given to me or I stole it from the drama department. From my high school.
He will neither confirm nor deny either.
I will not confirm nor deny that or that other thing I have never confirmed nor denied.
Which also happened in the drama department.
That's the sarcastic laugh that means it's really true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
I love our moment to the car.
That's the real laugh right there. We got the real laugh and the fake laugh all in like a minute.
Please find the sexy music. The love music. The love music.
I don't know where the love was.
The love music is on bay 2.
Oh, is it?
Go to 2. It's called No Love Something. It's something No Love Something. There we go. I love our car rides.
I do too.
There is a part of me that's going to go to the nearest ATM to pay you to do stuff that you wouldn't normally do that you're going to have to pray about tomorrow morning.
And there's a part of me that wants to get that money, but mainly want to do what I normally wouldn't do without that money. And I would definitely pray tomorrow.
You know that sound effect that you've been playing with all day?
Yeah.
Go ahead and switch to that now because it's happening. Go ahead. There you go. Now that was comedy timing. All right, push your stop. Hack radio question time.
Yay.
What's hack radio question?
All right, and you get ready for the closer music so we can go out on a funny, funny waka waka.
Okay.
Hack radio questions are stupid questions that people ask just because they're hacks.
Oh, okay. Like trolling.
No, just like stupid questions that really have no meaning other than to fill radio time.
So it's like,
what is your greatest fear?
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh! Corny Joe. Waka, waka, waka.
Where's the rim shot?
It's on bay 1. There you go.
Let's not have it up all the way.
Hey!
Let's try that again. Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Did you hear it that time, you son of a monkey?
Yes.
Did you hear it that time?
I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Except for on Mondays, Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
How come your Monday comes before your Sunday?
Because every Monday is like a Sunday.
Because
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Sunday and the ice cream form. Sunday and the ice cream form. All right, Ryan. Question to you.
All right.
What is your worst, greatest fear?
I have no idea. Probably something that I couldn't control, like tornadoes or something.
Tornadoes.
I have no idea.
All right. Mokica, what is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is feeling inadequate.
Oh.
Like.
Definitely not a feeling of undersized.
No, like, I feel like my greatest fear is, like, I'll find that person or, like, I'll be at a job that I really, really love.
Sure.
And I'm doing it, I'm thinking I'm doing a great job. And at the end of the day, they're saying, you know what? You're not what we need.
I hate that. One of my greatest fears, Mocha Cub, ask me, so I don't answer my own question.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yes?
What is your greatest, biggest fear?
Drowning in a room. I have this fear. I have.
Well, of course we laugh at his. Anyway.
I have
you float.
No, but a room has a ceiling. I have this scene in my head that I'm in this like downstairs room or something, and water comes in and it starts to fill up the room, and I get to the last few inches of air at the top of the room where it's just my fat lips pressed firmly
you
up against
them
the
chicken and watermelon lips.
My
earlier.
Chicken and watermelon lips are firmly pressed up against the ceiling, trying to grasp that last of air till the room just fills up. And I basically have a fear of drowning.
I used to be scared of drowning.
I've always had, and when I see like a scene like that in a movie, like if a
Divergent,
boat,
did you see Divergent? They fill her up in the little water cage.
Yeah, in Titanic, the same thing. When the room fills with water, it freaks me out. You can make a whole movie about drowning in a room, and I will be scared crapless the whole time.
What was that one movie called? Open Water. It's not a room.
Is it funny that that's the way I want to go out?
Drowning?
Yeah.
In a room.
No, not in a room. I just want to drown.
I don't know.
I just think that would be cool. I just to be sitting there in the pool and just like struggling underwater for air. The next thing you know, you're done.
Yeah, sounds cool.
Sounds amazing. Put that on the bottom of your bucket list. All right, here we go. This is gonna be like one question because we're up on time. If heaven is real, what would you hope God to say when you arrive?
I went first last time, so DT has to go first. DT,
if heaven was real. If heaven is real, what would you hope God to say to you when you arrive?
I want to be like, I wish I had, here we go. I got you. DJ.
Of course he's got the God voice because it's so freaking deep. It's not even right.
Welcome to heaven, my son. There's chicken in the back.
We lose. I don't care what we have to say. That was too well put together.
If he wasn't on the sound bit, that would have been a perfect way to get out of the show. So now I have to come up with something funnier to say. I don't know. I would expect God to say, I don't know how the angels lifted your soul when you were so fat on earth.
That made me fart. I just farted.
He farted. I just wanted to say...
Sorry. That was so funny. I just
I immediately went to Finding Nemo.
You made me ink.
You made me ink.
I made DT ink.
I think we just out of the show. You made me ink.
Hit the show closer music. I'm not going to get any better.
Don't worry. DT brought the Kool-Aid.
That's what you expect God to say. Don't worry, DT's got the Kool-Aid. Well, Ryan, thank you very much for coming in and helping out while I was running the ones and twos over here. I definitely needed it, and I do appreciate it. All right, folks, today's show was brought to you by... I'm going to get to that bay in a second here because I've got notes on top of notes on top of notes. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon... Amazon has everything you need for all your Halloween or fall celebrations. Avoid the picked over crap in the stores. If you want it, Amazon has it now. Shop now, shop often, and shop Fat Guy Radio Show through Fat Guy Radio. Shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of the BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show and subscribe on iTunes and catch the video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
Hey!
I'm air drumming.
You are air drumming.
There's nothing else I get to do.
I'm sorry, well, Ryan.
But the funny thing is you're air drumming and...
I forgot. Yeah. I didn't switch the cameras over.
Yeah, so he had you on the isolated air drumming.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was pretty cool.
We'll let him go out on the isolated drumming right there. Keep drumming, Ryan. All right, for DT, Ryan Scott of Full Court Press Radio. Check out his show on fullcourtpressradio.com every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. They also stream live as well as we do. And for DT, my sexy mocha cub, I love him more than I absolutely should. Philippians, get back to Phoenix safely. I hope immigration problems don't hold you up at the border. I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye bye.
I'll slap in the bass too. Slap the bass, play the drums. Slap it up.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, you're running fast, though.